This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. You know, John, a couple minutes ago, just before the broadcast started, I was chatting with Aaron. And we're talking about profanity. And I mentioned that in the 10 years I've been living in this little hamlet in Missouri, not once have I heard a profane word used. Not once at the farmers' cooperative. Okay, this is a place where, you know, down the road from us, a couple of miles, we can pick up horseshoes, fencing supplies, plumbing supplies, feed, dog food, cat food, horse feed, salt licks for the cows, plumbing pipe, electrical supplies. You know, the things that farmers need often. And it's kind of a hangout. Farmers will get there early in the morning. They'll buy the supplies for the day, and out to the farms they go. And, you know, things are heavy, and you can bang your fingers. And, I mean, it's tough. And I've never heard anyone use any profanity whatsoever in the 10 years I've been here. Not once. But that's not common, is it? It's not common to chat with people without using profanity. And if you think about the cops and you read some of the texts of what they say to the people that they're going to handcuff, profanity is about 40% of the vocabulary. And I find it outrageous that we can't seem to speak in intelligent terms. We are racing to the bottom. And then, to add insult to injury, this all started because I asked our engineer, Aaron, about Apple's operating system, the latest Apple iPhone operating system, 9.1, iOS 9.1. And it comes complete with some new emojis, you know, these symbols where you can, you don't even have to use words, you can use graphic speak. And one of the emoji symbols is the middle finger. And to me, that is enough. That is enough to say heave-ho to Apple computer. Just that. Because you add to that what they've done previously, like spying on us. And now they allow us to communicate giving each other the finger. I find that outrageous. Think about this. Think about Sony. You know, a Sony product, and with that product you could get the middle finger. Or Nikon, or Canon. Do you have any American companies? AT&T. Sears. How about your favorite restaurant? How about having an emoji on your electronic ordering system at the Olive Garden? You know, how was your service? Thumbs up? Middle finger? How far have we fallen? Makes me angry, John. Just enough to just dump Apple. I mean, I have dumped Apple. I mean, I have. I really have. I don't want anything to do with Apple Computer. But this is the icing on the cake. What are your thoughts? Am I alone on this? Am I off in outer space?
Maybe it's just a way of being able to tell your politician that he's number one.
I don't like a single politician. I find they're pond scum. But I don't need to have a middle finger emoji to tell them that. I can tell them in English. Without profanity. We can cite chapter and verse about their corruption, about their bribes. And, you know, Hillary Clinton uses profanity, at least that's what I've read, many times over decades. Who wants somebody like that in the White House? Really? Who wants... And Joe Biden. Joe Biden slips with the microphone open. He can't keep profanity out of his lexicon. Who wants somebody like that? Leading us. That's certainly not me. Okay, back to you.
I was are you waiting for some good news, but I can't help you there.
Man, I hit my own button this morning. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to try and run through about the first 10 items fairly quick. I'm keeping the link up. Want to meet in person, March 18th through 20, Dallas. For anybody that is interested in the Hear the Watchman conference, the tickets are only $49 until December 1st. So I'm just keeping it up at the top in case somebody wants to take advantage of getting the tickets at the least price possible. In A Tale of Two Droughts, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, California had the rain and had the mudslides. Well, this is the map after that, and it hasn't changed the drought one bit in California. The map for Texas is before the rains that we had these past few days. We'll see what the rains did. I think it's about 10 o'clock Thursday morning when the new map is released. This map shows a little bit worsening drought for Texas. But then Thursday came, especially Thursday evening. And the rain that we got here was mostly between Thursday evening and Saturday evening. There was a little bit on Sunday. Now, we talked quite a bit about the rain we had here in Texas back in May. We received almost 17 inches at the Dallas airport. Parts of the Metroplex had even more than that. And that was pretty bad. You know, lots of flooding, overflowing lakes. Well, in those 2 days, depending on where you are in the Metroplex, you pretty much received half the rain that we got in May in 48 hours. And if you go a little bit further south, it was even worse. If you were watching over those days, there was a line that was coming through from the southwest to the northeast. And if you look at Waco on I-35 and Corsicana on I-45, you can pretty much draw a line from southwest to northeast there. And Waco and Corsicana got much more rain than the Metroplex did. In fact, in Corsicana, 21 inches of rain during that time frame. more rain than Dallas got for the entire month of May. And I've got a link called Derailed, shows a picture of a train that's on its side because of the water. And I-45 was closed for most of a couple of days because of the water. And, you know, fortunately, it stopped raining. There was not quite the damage that we saw from the rain in May, but there's going to be some aftermath to this. You kind of have to wait for the water to go where it's going to go. So we're looking at that for the next couple of days, and then looks like another round of rain is probably going to hit us at the end of the week, and that might even be worse because now the ground is already soaked. Now, starting July 1st through before this rain happened, we had about 3 inches of rain. And here in Dallas, we had no rain for 30 days. So we needed the rain, but we don't need that much rain. And just to finish the Tale of Two Droughts section, I've got another link up there talking about how they had to raise the water rates in California because people are using less. Benson?
John, you were talking about the drought and talking about the rain. And when I lived in Virginia, it rained for about a week, nonstop. Pretty heavy rain. The ground was so soggy that these 40-foot trees started to fall over. Not all of them, but they started to fall over one after the next. And I was thinking about Noah's flood, you know, 40 days. And too much rain is a really, really bad thing. Also, too much rain with that train that you have on that link. You can see the top compartments where they fill the cavities in these large capacity train cars. The contents were spilling out. Take the train, you fill it from the top, and you have like a hatch on the top. You have a bunch of hatches, and you fill them with, let's say, a granular-type material, whatever it may be. And then that train car tips on its side. The contents come spilling out. And you have to worry about things like chlorine, oils, fuels, toxic chemicals. And when they spill out, they land on the ground, if there's ground there, or they land on the water, if there's water on the ground. And then that mixes with the groundwater eventually, or drinking water. Ultimately goes out to the sea or to rivers. But it's a problem. So think about where you want to live when you buy that next place. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan is with us. John, are you planning to talk about radiation today?
Assuming we get that far, yes.
Okay. Well, let me make a quick announcement. I'm looking at NETC.com, NETC.com, which is Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center. There's a RADCON 4 in Illinois, west of Chicago, near Rockford, actually. It's a little north of Rockford. And that's RADCON 4. Now, there's a RADCON 5 in St. Charles, Illinois. So I just wanted to share that with you. St. Charles, Illinois, RADCON 5. That's a little bit west of Chicago. And Rockford is a little northwest of Chicago. That's of concern to me. And let's see. Those are the two big ones right at the moment. Okay, back to you.
I had a link on the secret space program that I didn't get to talk about last week. And I made, in fact, a whole section on space this week. The secret space program is going to be in Austin this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I really wish I could go, but it's a little on the pricey side. The tickets are $180 for the two-day program. But they've got some really big names there, including people like Jim Mars and Catherine Austin Fitz. And the four links below that, Confessions Part 1, 2, 3, and 4, is from Dave Hodges, who used to be on Republic Broadcasting. He's been on Doug Hagman's show, and Doug's been on his show. And
he's been on USA Prepares as well. Dave Hodges, multiple times.
And Dave's father used to be Naval Intelligence. And this Confessions is talking about what's coming up between his father and you know, some other people that he's met, that their fathers were also naval intelligence. I don't know how much of what's in those four stories are going to be presented in the Secret Space Program, or if it's an addition to what you're going to hear there if you get a chance to go. I'm going to be checking to see if I can afford doing the live link where I can watch this, because the Secret Space Program kind of gets under the skin of, you know, what the global government is doing and has been doing for a long time. And, you know, I think if we actually knew what the true story was, that, you know, we think it'd be more unbelievable than some of these science fiction movies that we see. What's your
thought? You're talking about things like Operation Paperclip and NASA and how we use the science from the Third Reich and biological experiments from the Third Reich to get a real good start on leading the world in science. Is that what you're talking about, biology?
And technology that is kept hidden from us peons, even though we're the ones who have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. John, I'll tell you what. I'm certainly interested in this, and if you want to provide me with some contact information, I'll see if they're willing to let us give away a few passes to this, okay? So maybe we can get some of USA Preparers class instructors in on this, and also with the event that the Hagmans are having, okay? If you would find out a little bit more about it, let me know. Send me an email. I'll take care of it from my end.
Okay, we'll do that. And can't get started real good because we're coming up on a break, but I'm going to go into the financial section, and it's to me it's a little disturbing. You know, when I started doing my presentation at the expos, you know, the big question is, when will this happen? And the when is the hardest question to answer, because there's so many variables. All I can say is there's signs that you look for, and unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of those signs. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Now, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because tonight we have a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. I'll be on stage. Looks like just me. And I'm going to talk about what I see happening, and I'm going to talk about some of the signs, and I'm going to be talking about why I think you need to ramp up your preparedness steps. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, and we're at the news tab on that website. John, I had mentioned for years now that America is in decline, and we don't know how to do many things anymore, and we're dependent on others for almost everything. And I was reading a post over the weekend about do-it-yourself repairs. And the inability for people to do things for themselves. Let me give you an example. And this is in Britain. The average Briton spends about $460 per year paying for minor repairs that they don't feel competent to do themselves. So 49% of those in Britain feel that they can put up a shelf. Now I'm talking about, you know, let's say you want to have a little board hanging on the wall that you want to be level, and maybe you want to put some knickknacks on it. 49% feel that they can pull that off. Less than half. 35% feel that they're competent enough to fix a leaking faucet. I can pretty much guarantee that within a 10-year span, even if you have a brand new faucet, you're going to have to do something to fix that in 10 years. But only 35% of those in Britain feel competent in undertaking fixing a leaking faucet. Now, there are many more who feel competent in unblocking or unclogging a drain. 60% feel that they can pull that off. 6 out of 10 feel that they can actually accomplish unblocking a sink drain. This is pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. Now, I imagine that if you really challenge them with something really complicated, like changing a flat tire, that would stump a lot more than half. Or if you really want to take it to an extreme, how about changing their own oil? John, I hardly know anyone anymore who changes his own oil. Now, why is that? Why is it that we don't know how to change our own oil? When I was a teenager, I'm talking maybe like 13, I bought a pair of ramps, steel ramps, so I could drive my parents' vehicle up on a ramp so that I could crawl under it and change the oil at 13. Now, those ramps, I think, if I remember correctly, were $19.95 back then. And they were steel, and they're a lot better than the ones they make today out of plastic. But that small investment can pay for itself, you know, within two oil changes. How come we're not doing that? How come we're not changing our own oil? How come we don't know?
There is another factor in that, too.
Okay.
You notice that home ownership is declining. We're back to like 1970s levels on that. And if you're renting, whether it's a house or apartment, your lease probably has a clause in there saying no maintenance on your car, on the property. So even if you know how, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, but that's just a rule. That doesn't apply to us. Well, I mean, seriously, just because the apartment has these rules doesn't mean that I would. If I had to fix my car, John, I would fix my car. I don't care what the rule is. Maybe that's why I stay in trouble so much. But seriously, if I have a fan belt or a serpentine belt, I'm going to pop that hood and I'm going to take care of it myself. If I have to change the battery, if I've got a dead battery in the parking lot, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to fix that without calling a tow truck or a dealer. Maybe that's just the way I am. But I'm not going to let somebody's rules prevent me from doing what I need to do. Just like, well, you know, we're required to have a driver's license, and I have one. Well, if there were an emergency And I didn't have it in my... Well, we used to have a driver's license, but you didn't always have to carry it with you. You just had to have one. And if you proved it later that you had one, that was good. Well, now you have to carry it with you. Well, if I had an emergency and I had to drive someplace without my license being with me, I would certainly do that. I certainly would do that. And I'd worry about the consequences later, and I'd try to fight them. And pretty soon, I think we're going to get to the point where insurance is so expensive, we're going to be driving without insurance. Or traveling without insurance. As a matter of fact, John, I wanted to buy some items for the farm over the weekend. And I went to one of these websites where you can buy things, and I put a whole bunch of different farm items in the shopping cart. And I went to check out, and I saw, okay, there was one item that had shipping, and I saw another item that had tax. I said, what's this? Tax? This is on the internet. I looked, and I thought, wow, this guy's in Missouri. Delete. So I deleted it. I deleted this one item that I needed because I was not willing to pay Missouri sales tax on it. Why would I be paying sales tax on a farm use item? I'm not going to do it. I don't have to. I don't have to pay sales tax on certain farm use items. So what I'm saying is I'm doing what I can to provide for my family. Just because there are rules doesn't mean I think they apply to me. And I don't think they apply to others, too. And I'm not willing to let them apply to me. Michael in New York, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I just wanted to mention, guys, on the radiation updates. Appreciate it very much. And I don't know if you guys have BS crime meters, but I do, and they're state-of-the-art. And, boy, mine are just peaking all the time. Every time I direct them towards the state capitals or Washington, D.C., those needles are pegging.
So, Sidney, what are you saying? Are you saying that
you need a tremendous amount of BS coming out of the state and state capital here, as well as Washington D.C. A tremendous amount of BS is being picked up on my meter, and also tremendous amount of racketeering and treason. This meter is pegging all the way to the right. Never seen anything like it before, and I calibrated it a couple times, and it's very accurate. That needle keeps pegging. Every time I direct the BS racketeering and treason meter towards the state capitol or Washington, D.C. I don't know if you guys have such equipment, but it's worth having.
Do they have a model that, well, we only have to aim ours at Jefferson City in Missouri. It's not too far, but when it goes a couple hundred miles.
Yes, sir. The range is great with the latest technology, and they're very sensitive, very sensitive. It's hilarious, guys, and I appreciate you allowing me to, you know, throw some humor in here. But real quick, to let you get back to it, with the mechanics, Vincent and John,
yeah.
You know, you guys cover it exactly, because if you don't do it yourself today, it's going to cost you a fortune, number one. And, you know, especially the women I feel sorry for, because they're being taken advantage of, because mechanically they don't know anything. But, you know, years back, I'm spread to the four winds already, guys. I'm so involved with so many things that mechanically I didn't have time to keep up with everything. I have a good friend who's a great mechanic, and I was lucky. But I couldn't keep, you know, things keep getting complicated, and I can't keep bothering them. So I knew the day was going to come a number of years back where I have to become a mechanic, too. And sure enough, I was in a Firestone getting an inspection, and they failed me for a ball joint and a pitman arm. I'm like, what the heck's a pitman? I was a rookie mechanic, never heard of a pitman arm, and an emergency brake cable. So I said, hey, how much? $700. This is going back.
What?
10 years ago, guy. A lot of
for
money.
For pitman arm and emergency brake cable?
And a ball joint. Okay.
And a ball joint.
So on a Chevy Silverado 1993. So I said, okay.
You're talking like $150
right.
worth of parts.
Now, I'm a rookie mechanic at the time, did oil, basics, but this was still beyond me. So I said, yeah, I knew I was being BS. So I said, take it down, guys. I'll think about it. And they looked at each other, the manager and the mechanic, like, uh-oh, darn it. And so I bring it right over to my friend who's the pro. He goes, pitman arm? They never go bad. He gets on there, he goes, man, they're taking you. And he said, the ball joint, they could have passed it and said, by next year, make sure you replace it. Said the on the emergency brake cable on driver's side, goes, nothing wrong with it. And I said, I knew it. So gradually I invested in all the mechanic tools. I got it all, thank God, and I do it all myself. I do everything except rebuild trannies and engines. Don't have time for that, but do everything else. And that's the way it has to be for all of us, because they're going to rip you off, people. To find an honest mechanic is probably rare. And due to hard times, they're getting desperate to keep the money coming in to stay open. And I just had a across the river, and I think they were, you know, they said they had an accent. I don't think they were born here. And a chainsaw question. And I asked them, how much you charge an hour? $100 an hour, guys, for a chainsaw service.
Wait, to fix a chainsaw?
$100 an hour, guys.
A really good chainsaw, a really, really good one, can be had for, well, we paid $419 for ours. It's a farm-type chainsaw made by Husqvarna. I would never spend $100 an hour and have a chainsaw fixed. I mean, imagine having 2.5 hours into it. It's half the price of the chainsaw. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usaprepares.com. That's usaprepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. border. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Reagan's with us, and Michael from New York called in. Michael, I just looked up those parts. I said about $150 worth of parts, I believe. Well, I just looked them up. For your Silverado, ball joints, $47. Pitman arms, $74. Emergency brake cable, $13. Total price, $134. Add shipping of $16, you're at $150.
You got it, Vincent. These guys, see, and this is going back, as I said, 10 years ago, and it may be 9. This is how bad it is, and up around here anyway, right? And it's more expensive up around here for everything, of course, for the privilege of living in the most crooked state, probably corrupt state in the union. But this is where we're at, $100 an hour working on chainsaws. Hey, kids, don't go to college. Don't waste your money. Just get a small business going with small engine repair. You're making $100 an hour if you can pull it in. It's hilarious. It's really hilarious.
You know, Michael, and, I am really, I get sticker shock a lot, and I have a pair of Red Wing boots, and they're brown leather farm boots. They're unlined. I wear them around the farm to protect my ankles and so forth when I'm using farm equipment. And so I wore out the one piece heel and sole. It's a Vibram heel and sole. I called up in Springfield, Missouri, and I said, I've got this pair of boots. Do you resold them? They go, yeah. I said, how much will it cost? $75 to $85. I said, no, I'm not talking about buying a pair of boots. I'm just talking about putting this new skin on the bottom there. And they said, yeah, $75 to $85. So I'm going to learn how to do that, too. There's no way.
Right.
I mean, I can probably buy a Vibram sole and whatever machinery I guess I could cut it on my bandsaw and get some glue, and I think I can probably do it for $25, but I absolutely positively refuse to be held hostage.
If
I don't want to
do it. That's it. See, these are all clear examples. If you're not independent, able to do as much as you can on your own, you got to be over a millionaire to afford to live, because they're going to rip you off on everything you do. It's incredible. And if I may, Here's a great mechanic tip for everybody. You guys are going to appreciate this. I don't know if I mentioned this in the past, but on all the newer vehicles, like I now have a 2003 GMC Sierra 2500 heavy duty. And it has some sophistication on the computer layout with the sensors. And so sometimes once in a blue moon, the four-wheel drive locks up, where I can't engage four-wheel drive, and a two-wheel drive LED's flashing and indicating a problem, and it says four-wheel drive, you know, service four-wheel drive on the panel. And so, of course, like, oh, my God, here we go again, right? Well, all you got to do is disconnect the battery, both terminals, for, I recommend 10 minutes. 5 is usually the minimum, but go 10, let all the circuits drain, reconnect, and that clears. Because typically today with all these computerized electronics and sensors, everything is so sensitive to a hanging voltage, whether high or low, it trips up and then you have a problem. And then you're going to bring it to a mechanic and spend a fortune, and that's all it is a lot of times. Last fall, pulling into a gas station, there was a girl off to the side in a lot on the phone. She was stressed out. I said, what's the problem? Well, the car won't start. She's locked in. It was a brand-new import, high-end, loaded with gadgetry, loaded. And she was freaking out. She's talking to her brother, who's a mechanic, and she tells me she just had it fixed, and now it's happening again. I said, hold on. Everything's going to be okay. I said, just trust me. Pop the hood. Disconnect the battery for 10 minutes. Hook it up. Everything was fine.
And yeah, so, Michael, this is what you're bringing to this broadcast classroom is really important. How many of us have a computer runs on Windows and we go, oh, let's just reboot. And it'll probably be okay. Well, that's exactly what you're talking about. And what happens, we talk about surges in electricity causing our computers to get funny. Well, the same thing happens with automobiles and light trucks. Michael, you're absolutely right on the money. And we have to do that every once in a while here at the farm to our Dodge 1999 Dodge truck because it's got transmission control computers, it's got engine control computers, and it's got other computers. And all you do is disconnect the positive battery cable and do exactly what Michael said. Wait. And then and that's a good time to clean your battery cables to make sure that they make good contact and then put them back on. And it'll probably work, just as Michael said. Absolutely correct. Michael, thanks so much for being with us today.
John, a question. Can I ask John a question after the break on the financial stuff?
Yeah, you certainly may. And just hold through top of the hour news and commercials. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan and Michael. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.